Town of Scruple, Town Board Meeting, August 13, 2024.
Town of Scruple Town Board Meeting to order with the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Just watch your chair when you roll.
I'm passionate.
Zach, could you please do the secret motion, please?
I move that all actions taken tonight are excluded, exempt, or type 2 actions for the purpose of the state environmental quality review law unless otherwise stated.
Second.
Yep.
Jelling?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Notaro?
Aye.
Hart?
Aye.
Zarin?
Aye.
All right. So just for an update, the Brownfield Opportunity Grant has been submitted. It was submitted on July 31st, 2024. And usually that grant would announce the awards in either November or December of 2024. Also, moving on to number 2, the Bankrupt Road Water District Change Order. To date, the 8-inch diameter main has been completed. The 10-inch diameter main has been completed with the exception of the river crossing, and 162 out of the 223 water taps for service have been installed. The contractor, Highlander Construction, is requesting a change order. It's change order number 3. It is a time extension, and that is due to the winter shutdown, the canal permit, and easement delay. They are requesting that until October 16th. Does anybody have any questions?
8, did you say?
October 16th.
That's a completion date?
Yep.
Yes, tentative completion date. And at that point, they would ask if they went beyond that another time extension. Okay. I would like to make a motion to accept change order number 3 for an extension of time until October 16th.
Second.
Ellen?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Navarro?
Aye.
Hart?
Aye.
Aye. Also, with Bankrupt Road, I have a resolution to adjust budget amounts. The legal budget was based on an estimate, and actual costs have exceeded the original estimated budget. The bookkeeping and reporting budget was based on an estimate, and the actual costs have exceeded original estimated. And the budget changes are made based on actual or expected amounts to be expended. The increase of the legal budget is from $22,000 to $25,000, a difference of $3,000. And the bookkeeping and reporting budget is an increase from $5,400 to $6,000. Does anybody have any questions on that?
So this original budget was formed in 2019, correct?
That's correct.
So quite a while ago.
Yeah.
And we have that money in contingency, right?
That's correct.
Perfect.
Okay.
That's good.
I would like to make a motion for the resolution to adjust budget items for the Bankrupt Road Water District.
Second.
Gallen?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Notaro?
Aye.
Hart?
Aye.
Nazarin? Aye. Right. I have a list of office furniture. It consists of 9 orange chairs. four filing cabinets, one metal desk, one swivel chair, one black chair, one rolling cart, and one metal detector. I would like to make a motion for the office furniture to be declared no longer of use to the town school.
Second.
Aye.
Carl?
Aye.
Art?
Aye.
Aye.
So is that stuff all scrap now?
It'll be donated.
Yeah.
Okay.
The metal detector is going to
New Haven.
New Haven.
Helping out another town, right?
Yeah.
We got a new metal detector.
We're not sure where everything else is going yet, right?
No.
Well, you're working on it.
Are those orange
Somewhere.
Chairs in the back, the right? Those orange chairs?
They're like a burnt orange.
Salvation
yeah.
Army.
We could have chair races.
We could.
That's okay.
No?
Any highway employee that participates in the chair races is an hour off.
I'd like to make a motion to appoint the second clerk to the code.
Time out.
Oh, go ahead.
Time out. We agreed a couple meetings ago that we're going to introduce and then have any kind of a discussion before we make resolutions or make.
Okay, so.
Right?
Yes.
Otherwise, then we can't have questions.
So even for things like the appointment of the second clerk?
I think you should just introduce it.
All right.
What I'm saying?
Yes. So last year in the budget, the town board created a line item for a second clerk to the codes.
Office.
We posted in the newspaper for people that are interested to contact the town and submit an application. We had one individual that was interested. Does anybody have any questions or comments on that?
And this was budgeted for around $4,000.
Approximately $4,000.
And he's going to be giving us around 10 hours a week, mm-hmm. Second code clerk. He's going to be basically learning the software and the office as well, but helping implement our new code software.
And the individual we've selected, although was the only individual that had submitted an application, is quite qualified for the project, right? So we'd have a tough time deciding if somebody else put in an application that he wouldn't be the right guy. He's got that kind of background.
Good?
I think so.
I'd like to make a motion to appoint Jordan Waltz as the second clerk to the codes office.
Second.
Justin.
I think that was Justin. Gillen?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Mataro?
Aye.
Hart?
Aye.
Mazurin?
Aye. The last item on the agenda is the solar moratorium. The solar moratorium that the town is currently in is set to expire on September 26th, 2024. It was a 6-month moratorium. The town board has been reviewing our codes and comparing that with surrounding townships, mainly Molony and Hastings. We are still in the process of making changes to our solar law. So does anybody have any questions or comments on that?
So this is to extend it for another, or just to have a public hearing? What is this for?
So the first step in this is that we would need to schedule a public hearing.
Okay.
So we will make a motion tonight to have that public hearing. Michelle will have to post it in the paper. From there, we would just pass the resolution to extend the moratorium for an additional 6 months. If we were to complete our work prior to that, we would just adopt the local law, the local changes to our codes, but we would have another 6 months to do that.
Yep, okay.
Then we'll have to have another public hearing.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Need a second?
Oh, well, then I have a motion. Any other questions or?
No, we're good.
Okay. So I would like to make a motion to have a public hearing to extend the solar moratorium on August 27th, 2024 at 6:05 p.m.
Second.
Dillon?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Notaro?
Aye.
Hart?
Aye.
Mizurin?
Aye. We will vote on the resolution after the public hearing to actually extend it. We have to have the public hearing first, so that line item on here is not correct. So we are all set. If anybody else has anything,
Michelle, do you need us to sign anything?
No one has to sign.
Perfect.
No. Was that the resolution?
You good?
All right.
You're good.
Good.
Okay. I'd like to.
Sure.
Yes.
I haven't seen anything done with the fire hydrants yet.
So right now, the contractors are getting ready to mobilize and then dig under the river. And once they complete that, then they're going to start the restoration phase and putting that all together. But they're going to complete that river crossing first. So we just had a meeting with them on Monday with an update on everything. So they're kind of moving their restoration crew to another site. They're going to focus on the river crossing, and then they come back and they do a full restoration going forward.
I don't know if any of you have noticed, but the first fire hydrant past RFH is going north.
Yep.
That's as far as from me to you out in the field.
Yep, I'm aware of that one, and they are aware of that as well.
I just don't understand why a company that supposedly has done this before would do something like that.
Well, we don't know if there's a reason for it, right?
Right.
Well,
could be.
Maybe it's not. Maybe that's specked out that way or something. I don't know.
But
the question needs to be asked. By June of next year, you won't even be able to see that fire hydrant.
Yeah, we have asked. They basically have told us that when they complete around October, that everything will come together as one.
There's several of them. Other ones that are right in the bottom of the ditch.
Yeah, it's Ray, it's kind of like building a house. You get a new guy to build a house, and you're not going to critique the house build until, hey, you didn't finish this molding. Yeah, he's not done, right? We need a roof on it. The shingle doesn't look right. Well, it's not done. When they hand that off, there'll be a punch list, and at the end of that punch list, if the location of that hydrant or however that prep is that we don't like, then we'll address it then.
Unless they have a reason.
And our highway superintendent.
Well, again, but yeah, fair enough. That's exactly it, right?
Well, is that right?
Who signs off on all this at the end?
So our engineer.
For the town.
So our engineers have engineers that are in the field. His name is Chris. He is there every single day watching all of the work and certifying all of the payroll. When it comes to the road, our highway superintendent will go out and know any very large or damaging issues to the roads, and they will be addressed. And then our engineers will inspect.
There's places on Bancroft Road, they've destroyed the road.
Yep. We have already, Jeff Jones has already
driven
around the entire district and made notes, and he is well aware of any issues, as is the engineer. They are aware, and
Highlander, the construction, they know, and they in every meeting, from what I hear, are more than willing. They've said, we're going to go around with Jeff, the highway superintendent. They're going to make it look, I've seen them, you know, seeding and stuff, putting hay out for the grass and water. And so they are trying to make some attempt. They basically just said, kind of, let us get to, like Matt was saying, let us get to the finished product, and then you can kind of go through the checklist and critique.
Yeah, because there's documents there. They don't get paid unless we're satisfied, essentially.
Exactly. And we have certain payment plans, so it's not like they're just getting checked. You know, they get certain amounts once they get to certain points and stuff. So,
if I have a vacant lot, you might not have the answer to this, but if I have a vacant lot in that district, how do I know that it's already ready for
they'll send out
the hookup if I build...
So, at the end, when all that happens, the code officer will go around, or Z2AE, our engineers and stuff, and basically they'll send out a letter letting...
No, I think what he's saying is right now, if you have vacant property and you've decided to not tie in, but you want to tie in 5 years down the road, is that what you're asking?
There should be a corporation for every piece of property, it seems like.
So basically, and Justin can probably explain this a little more because we do this in our current water districts, but that if somebody has a vacant property and they want to tie in, they contact the town. We organize that. We get a quote from a contractor. They would go out and tap the line at that point.
You wouldn't have a corporation there already.
We shouldn't be doing
that. Joanne, that's 3 minutes. Let's keep that off the record. We can wrap this up, and then we can answer those questions offline.
Second.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Dillon?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Matar?
Aye.
Matar?
Aye.
Missouri?
Aye.
Yes, and for that, Ray, so like that, once it comes time for all the residents to hook up, say October, you know, we'll send out a letter, the engineers will, saying you can finally connect, blah, blah, blah. The engineer, like Ian, before he left, he said a lot of contractors will know that